and stuff. Yeah.
And just remember that we can't go as fast as you now you're in government. Okay, Eamon, there was a lot of talk in there today about, you know, Labour would be the sandwich between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if they voted to go into government, and they did. What have you to say to that?
I think the debate was very realistic. I think people understand very well that this is not going to be easy. This is going to be very difficult. The country is in a major economic crisis. I think no incoming government has ever taken over the reins of government at a more difficult time or with so many difficulties left from their predecessors. So we understand that this is going to be difficult. The decision that was made here today, I think, was a decision that was made by the party with its eyes wide open. We do understand that it's going to be a tough time, but we're committed to working this programme for government, to turning the country around, to getting the economy to recover, to sorting out the problems that we have in our public finances, and to restoring some hope to people. I mean, the overwhelming images that we have from the election, you know, was just the degree to which people are really hurting. I mean, hurting financially, hurting in terms of, you know, their own hopes for their families. And what the new government has to do is to get to grips with that urgently, work from day one, reforming our system, sorting out the economic problems. We understand fully it's going to be a difficult task, but there's been a very big collective decision made here today by the Labour Party to do that and to stick with it and to work together as a party to try and resolve it.
You made a reference in your speech to expecting placards at future conferences, so obviously there you were preparing the party for a backlash from public sector workers.
Well, I think I don't think I need to prepare the party for that. I think the party understands that there are going to be difficult days, and there are going to be days when the party is not going to be popular. There are going to be days when that will be reflected in opinion polls, and it may be reflected in protest activity or whatever. But what we have determined here is we have determined that we're rolling up our sleeves, we're going to work this government, that we're going to keep trust with the people who elected us. The people who elected us to try to make the effort to address the problems that they have, and that's what this government is going to do.
Yeah, but 25,000 job losses in the public sector, that's a lot more than 18,000.
There'll be no compulsory redundancies, and we've made a very clear commitment to that, and that's enshrined in the programme for government. We have committed to achieving those reductions by reforms in the public service and by voluntary redundancies and early retirements.
Were you disappointed or surprised by Tommy Broome's remarks today, his lonely TD, I suppose, to oppose the motion?
Not at all. I have the height of respect for Tommy Broome. Tommy Broome expressed his opinion. It's a sincerely held view. I disagree with it. That's what we have conferences for, and one of the things I'm very, very happy about is the number of speakers who opposed the motion and who did so on a very genuine, very sincere basis, but more particularly who did it on the basis of what they felt was in the best interest of the people. I think there was much less of, you know, what's in the best interest of the party than there might have been, and I was very pleased about that.
Now that the deal is done, Eamon, can you give us a better idea of the breakdown of cabinet positions? For instance, is it 10-5 or 9-6, or what's that situation like?
You'll find out on Wednesday when you see the appointments made.
Is that decided already, Eamon?
What? No, it's not finalised yet. I mean, we have.
When will it be decided?
Well, there are a number of things that we have to discuss.
Not finalised.
There's a number of things we have to discuss. First of all, there is, as you know, an intention to create a new department of public expenditure and reform. Now, that will mean that there will have to be changes in departments. Those changes we have to do. There's also some consequential changes in departments that arise from the programme for government itself, because the logic of the programme for government does require some changes to be made in departments, and we'll be discussing that. And then when we have that done, we'll talk about filling.
But you wouldn't expect more than 5 full seats in the Super Junior.
Well, you'll see on Wednesday what the full mix is.
You haven't made a decision, and there's no decision made yet between the two leaders on the number of positions, is there?
Well, we've talked about it, but again, what we have to do is we have to talk about the number of, I mean, the actual composition of the, because there are going to be changes in the.